Go for it, mate.
MNZ.
MZ.
ER.
MZ, and your role is?
I'm the marketing expert.
You're the marketing expert, okay. Next we have?
Tarek Rahman, TARIK.
Rahman, thank you. And your role in this is?
Industrial designer.
Industrial designer, thank you. And lastly we have?
Dave Cockrell.
And you're going to be user and
User and user
supervisor.
supervisor.
Okay. Right. This is the agenda for today's meeting. As you can see, opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion and closing. We already got through opening and partially through acquaintance. So, the reason we're here, we're going to design a new remote control as you probably all know. The very broad overview is original, trendy and user friendly. Of course we'll have to go into a bit more detail than that, but personally I think that the original is going to be a very key aspect to this design. There's a lot of remote controls out there anyway, so we're going to need something that's really going to set it apart. This is how today seems to be going to work. We're going to have the three phases, as you've probably already been told, the functional, conceptual and the detailed design. First one's going to be covering the user requirement spec, technical functions, working design. Second seems to be conceptual, components, properties, materials, and the last one is a detailed analysis of our design so far. Of course you've all got the similar emails, I believe. Right. What can I say? Ebenezer, do you want to have a, do you want to draw your favorite animal?
Sure. Okay. I'll make this quick since we don't have much time. Okay, so it's not the best picture in the world. Here we have an elephant. First point, begins with an E. Same like Ebenezer. Also, elephants have a very good memory, much like myself. And I can't remember back when I used to live in Nigeria, but I think I used to have a pet elephant. So elephants are big, strong and gentle, and they have great memories, and they begin with the letter E, just like Ebenezer.
Brilliantly done. Thank you. That would be like to have a shot at artistry.
Supposed to come in line.
Oh,
I
you can
can take
clip
them
them
off.
to your belt.
Oh, I think you
Oh, okay.
You should also have your lapel mic on as well.
Oh, that's good, we can clip them off. Okay. Yeah, there's this microphone as well, actually.
Where did I put that?
Just on somewhere.
Yeah, you it's just across here, that's all.
Is it supposed to be clipped in there?
Think so.
Yeah, they'll follow you if you
Thank you.
adjective.
All right, here we have a tiger. I've always loved tigers. They're big, they're big as cats. I did a project on Cats of the Wild when I was a kid, and it was my favorite cat just because it looks the best. The stripes, orange. My dad used to talk about, he's from Bangladesh, so he used to tell me all about them when I was a kid. And they're just the most feared of animals in the wild, so that's why I love them. Doesn't sound intimate to me really, but
Excellent, thank you very much. Dave, if you'd like to have a dash.
The fact is a somewhat oblique reference, in fact, to well, my I have a three-year-old daughter who is affectionately known as Miss Monkey. Monkeys have attitude, which I think is a good thing. And I mean, from the point of view of the study of human evolution, they and other primates are terribly interesting. This one seems to have perhaps more attitude than most.
hardly what I call the best drawing in the world, but it'll do for now. Also not quite as feared as your average tiger, but cats are one of my favorite animals. They're very independent, they're snotty as hell at the best of times, and what can you say, you've got all of those qualities in an animal. Right, I think we've all managed to master the whiteboard there by the looks of it. So, on to it. Project finance. As you can see, €12.5 per unit. That's not a terrible lot as far as I'm aware. We're hoping to sell them for €25. If we're aiming for €50 million, we're gonna have to be selling an awful lot of them.
Ooh, that was profit then, that wasn't amount sold, that's the amount made?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, €50 million, and if you're making €12.5 in each one, then
Yeah.
awful lot need to be sold. Okay, now we better actually just get on with the meat of the project. So, I'm gonna guess that we've all used remote controls. Any ideas of where you think a new remote control could go into this market?
One thing I'm aware of is there at the sort of a very high price end of the market, there's an emerging market for touch screen LCD remotes that can be programmed in much more sophisticated ways than the sort of conventional model. So you get the sort of you get you can redesign the interface to your own needs, you can program in macros, and you get a much greater degree of when you get these sort of 3-in-1, 5-in-1, whatever, but you can get integration between the different the different things that it's designed to control to a much greater extent. You can have one macro to turn the TV to the right channel, get the rewind the tape of the VCR and get it to play what it's rewound, for instance. It occurs to me there might be a niche for a remote that aim towards some of that sort of functionality, but using a conventional push button design, and therefore putting it into a much lower price bracket.
Okay, yeah, that's true. With the price range we're looking at, going for a touch screen would probably possibly
Absolutely
out there,
prohibitive,
yeah.
yeah.
But you think again, something to control multiple units in a simple fashion.
Yeah, I mean honestly, you get ones that you can switch between multiple units, but something that could operate between multiple units in a more integrated fashion. Something that's and ideally something into which would have some at least limited facility for running macros.
Would it be ideal something along the lines of one on button would turn on, say, the video recorder, the TV, maybe the sound system as well, all in one go? Is that
For
kind
instance, I say you press say the play button for the DVD player, and it turns the TV on and off at the right channel as well.
Okay, that sounds like a good strong idea. Any takes on this?
Well, I've noticed that gaming is becoming quite popular with television. When I was younger, we used to play games using a cable, using the cable, subscribe to cable providers. But our remote controls get worn out really easily, and the remote control is not a great kinda keyboard keypad for playing games. So
Okay.
perhaps one that was more specialized for game playing or interactive television. They recently brought out this new remote control for people to set their favorite channels or to record things. Instead of people entering in what time things start, you simply slide a bar to say what time it begins, and slide
Okay.
another bar to say what time it ends. You know, that's
Yeah, I've seen the barcode design before, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken out the you don't have to be really clever to use a remote control. And I think for gaming, you know, you want some big buttons for up, down, left and right, and shoot. You wanna be able to change angles in interactive television, so you need buttons to change the television angle, the camera angles and stuff like that.
Okay, well we're beginning to run out of time now, so
Yeah.
we've got a couple of ideas we work fast. Right, as you can see, we've got 30 minutes until the next meeting, so we'll have to try and decide on some of the basic functionality, how the user interface might work. That'll be a key aspect, especially if the idea of some kind of macro facility, because you have to program it, you have to have a lot of response back, or at least some kind. And we're going to maybe try and have to figure out
what the user wants.
What the user wants, yes.
Okay.
Right, has anybody got anything they'd like to add at this stage? Anything you think that might have been missed so far?
Well, when you're talking about the game and stuff, do you think they should add some sort of stick on it rather than buttons?
Okay, that's it.
Like control as your application. Or is that a bit ridiculous?
I don't see why not. Almost everybody's probably used to a console by now, and all of them incorporate small D-pads on them. In fact, even the mobile phones these days are beginning to use them as well, so
yeah.
It's probably an interface that most people are used to. And that could allow easy navigation, use as a joystick as well.
Maybe the other key feature that that would be a good idea of building to is to make something fairly sort of ergonomic, something that fits as comfortably as possible into the hand, which of course also allows for the possibility of a more sort of slightly unconventional and attractive shape for it overall.
So small, stylish, and something that's
something
a little bit different.
For a slightly sort of biomorphic component, which would need to be sort of conformed to the shape of the hand more efficiently anyway.
Okay. That's definitely something that we should be able to do quite easily. I would hope so anyway. Right. I'd say we finish this one up, we'll get started, I'll write up what we've kind of quickly done.